Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Kobe Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Winston Anthony Lloyd Cozier, also known as Tony, was a Barbadian commentator, radio sportscaster, writer, journalist, and widely known as a great influence in the cricketing world, especially in the West Indies. On this day, July 10th, we celebrate the birthday, the life, and achievements of one of cricket's greatest, Tony Cozier. Born in Bridgetown, Barbados in 1940, it could be said that journalism ran through his blood. Son of an already prolific writer, Jimmy Cozier, Tony's love for cricket grew as he played the sport for Wanderers Cricket Club and Carlton Cricket Club as an opening batsman and wicketkeeper. Being an all-round sportsman, Cozier was particularly talented in hockey, where he took up the role as a goalkeeper and represented Barbados in the national team. Educated at the law school, Cozier commenced his writing career when writing his first test report for the St. Lucia Voice during the 1954-55 test series in Bridgetown at the age of 14. Continuing down the path of education, Cozier went abroad to Canada to study journalism at Carleton University in Ottawa, Ontario, and returned only after a year of facing a harsh Canadian winter. For over 50 years, Cozier gave his life to cricket with passion and vigor. Even from his genesis as a young writer, he was consumed by his love for the sport, and it could be heard thoroughly through his delivery and smooth voice during his commentary. Stepping into the limelight, his introduction to commentary began when Cozier detailed the West Indies versus Australia Test Series in 1965 with remarkable description and went on to work tirelessly and seamlessly on radio before his crossover into television. His career in television commentary began when he joined Kerry Packer's team during the World Series cricket and had progressed successfully ever since as he commentated across multiple major media platforms including Channel 9, BBC and Sky Sports. As a beloved voice of cricket, he gave fair and seemingly objective commentary and criticism which he caused some backlash from viewers, fans and organizations, including the West Indies Cricket Board. Still, Cozier worked closely and professionally with BBC throughout his life and displayed great character, fairness, joy and intellectual prowess in his field. He wrote a total of 3 books, including Gary's Most Memorable Matches. He also wrote articles for his father's newspaper, The Daily Nation, The Barbados Advocate, and the British newspaper, The Independent. Through his undying support of cricket, particularly of the West Indian variety, Cozier saw cricket as a tool of regional integration and social healing. Using his commentary, he brought life to the game, the players, and passion to those who lost theirs. For his role, he was awarded an honorary membership at the Marylebone Cricket Club in December 2011, and was inducted into the Caribbean Broadcasting Union Hall of Fame in 1997. Cozier also has the refurbished media centre at the Kensington Oval named after him to commemorate the outstanding influence he had on the game. On this day, July 10th, we recognise and celebrate the birth of an extraordinary figure, father, legend and character, Tony Cozier.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.